We're here to keep you entertained through these tough times. From our family to yours, stay safe.
Hey you. I need you to stop what you're doing right now. And if you're listening to us on Apple iTunes, go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And go ahead and drop us a comment. Because why not? What else you got to do today?
You are now plugged into Aux.
Here to bring you on an R&B journey from my mouth to your ears. I'm your host, Deluxe Dave. What's happening, all of my music lovers out there? It is your boy, Deluxe Dave, here with another edition of Aux. If you're tuned into Aux today, you're tuned into an R&B podcast for friends just like you who like to talk about R&B music from past to present. And then you get to kind of hear my take on what I think about the music that I'm talking about that week. You can only find shows just like this right here on the CWF Network, where we bring you big content and small pieces. Well, I just got back from very hot Nevada, and I was there in Las Vegas. I went with a friend of mine to see his niece get married, and I had a great time, but it was very hot. When you open up your eyes and walk outside, your eyes automatically dry up. I had to close them a couple of times to get the moisture to come back to my eyes. I have ruled out Nevada for any place that I may ever want to move to. It is not going to be on my list. Definitely way too hot for me in the summertime. So yeah, I was there with my mask on and everything like that, being real protected and all of that stuff, because we got to stay protected out here. So I've been doing that. And on my ride up to Nevada, I had a chance to pop in my headphones and listen to some great music. And that's what I always love. I love that part of when I'm on a plane ride and I get to actually sit down and kind of hear new music. I get to hear some of the music that I've listened to in the past. So it gave me this idea to go ahead this week and give you 2 new, 1 old Volume 3. So I've done this before. It was my very first episode on Aux, and then I did it again like a few episodes in, and now I'm bringing it to you again because I feel like it's the best way to present new music to you. So the first one that I'm going to spring off to you is from an artist that I had never heard of, and I happened to be scrolling through my title list of Rising Stars. And I like to do this and talk about artists that I've never really, you know, you've never really heard of, because a lot of people are missing the true essence of what R&B music is now. I feel like we have strayed away from it. I keep saying this over and over and over. Our Billboard charts right now have all rap artists down it right now. It's like all the first 10 on the Billboard charts are all rap artists, mixed with maybe some R&B artists in there. But nonetheless, there's no real R&B singer that's at the top of the Billboard charts right now. So why is that? I think it's because we have strayed away. And sometimes, I guess the summertime is a more hype time. So people are, you know, doing what they got to do. They're out here living their best life and doing what they can do in the middle of everything that's going on. They're trying to live the best life they can. But I think people want upbeat music right now. But I am that type of person who likes to bring that low-key, soft, you know, music that makes you get into your head and start thinking about all the different things that you encountered. And a lot of times in the summertime, you know, people are either breaking away from relationships because they want to be kind of wild and free, or they are still in relationships. So I'm going to list these songs for you, and then you kind of can get the drift of where what type of music I like to listen to, even in the middle of the summer. So this artist's name is Bryn Joy. I thought at first from like the cover, it was a single that I heard. It was called Freezing. And from the title of the song, you see a girl's hand with a hose poked out, and it's like freezing, I guess, water coming out of the hose. So I was like, oh, maybe this is like a female artist. Okay, let me get in it. But I find out that it's a guy, and I am loving the sound of it. I'm loving the music sound, and then I'm loving the words, because he's basically talking about falling into the deep end. Like, he's giving you a swimming type metaphor, falling into deep end for someone and not really having a mindset of who cares what happens. I'm going to go head first into this water, no matter what, if it's freezing or whatever, I'm gonna fall in. So a lot of times these relationships that we jump into, are really like that. And I feel like that's the kind of romantic person I am when it comes to relationships, because I'm like, I'm going to give this the benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to go ahead and say, maybe, you know, that person, whatever I see, those red flags or whatever, I'm just going to kind of ignore those. And we're going to just keep going head first in here, and we can make it work. It can happen. But you find a lot of times you end up getting your face broke, which is like the story of my life a lot of times, or it just doesn't work out. And then you end up maybe being friends with someone, or having another type of relationship with that person. So this song related so well with me as I was thinking about it. I was thinking about either past relationships or the present ones that are right here in front of my face. And I was like, this song is dope. So I actually went back, because I always do this. I hear a single, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to hear more music from this person. Go back, listen to his album. He has an album that came out, I believe the album was out last year in 2019, and this album was actually called 20s. So if you get a chance, go ahead, listen to Bryn Joy. He is a dope artist, and I've been telling my friends about him, and I'm like, I love discovering new artists. So if you get a chance, go listen to some of his stuff. I think you will enjoy it. It really gives me the R&B vibe that I need at this moment. So I'd also be a total fool if I did not mention the incredible album that came out in June. I might have mentioned it very briefly in another episode, but if I didn't, I'm mentioning it now because I want to point out this song. So my second new song that I want to highlight is actually from Chloe and Halle from their album Ungodly Hour. And the entire album all the way through is so Grammy worthy, it's not even funny. So it better be up for some awards when those Grammys come around. I'm looking forward to a lot of albums, but this was one I was definitely looking forward to hearing. And the song is called Don't Make It Harder on Me. Now the song, when I was listening to it on the plane over and over and over and over, because that's what I love to do, I listen to songs and I get them into my spirit and soul. And if the words attach with me, I'm like, okay, I'm loving this song and I'm gonna keep playing it until I get tired of it, which this one I still have not gotten tired of. And the song gives me a little bit of Jackson 5 vibes. It's a really, really great song. And it really talks about a relationship that you're in with someone and they are still attached to you, and you're trying to detach from them, and you're telling them and giving them all the signs like, please don't fall in love with me because, you know, some stuff may be a little bit off with us. And of course, again, very relatable. I felt like this song really connected because it was like the person is not listening to you when you're clearly telling them that I see that this may not be working, and this may be a little bit further down the line in one of your relationships, but you're trying to tell them and they're not listening. So I really felt like, you know, Chloe and Halle, of course, we know the story and the people, you know, this whole album somewhat revolves around allegedly someone that Chloe was dating. So that was allegedly. I don't know if it's actually true, but I can see where that would come from. So I, when I'm listening to the song, of course I'm thinking about her story, but then I'm thinking about, oh, this really does kind of connect with some of the places that I've been. So it's a really, really great album altogether. If you have the need for some great harmonies and you have the need for some great lyrics and just all together that group sound, I really do remember talking about this, but if you want that sound, go ahead and listen to Chloe and Halle. I can't give them enough props because it is one of the best albums thus far this summer. So check that out. Now, my old that I'm getting ready to give you comes from an artist who I just recently found out has been off of Instagram for numerous days, because I went to kind of go to her page and I was like, where's she at? She gone, but she's always gone. She's very in and out of the industry, and she comes out with stuff every once in a while and then she'll disappear. But the name is Jasmine Sullivan, of course. And this song, I was talking to my friend and we had been talking about artists. Of course, we're excited about Brandy's album coming out, and we were talking about people that can sing people under the table when, you know, you put them up for like a tribute or something like that. And Jasmine Sullivan's name came up, and so I was like, I really have not played a Jasmine Sullivan record in a very long time, because I have all of her albums on CD and I don't really use my CD player anymore because I'm like in the digital age. So I put stuff on my playlist, or I put stuff on my albums list on Tidal, and I'm like, okay, let me listen to this artist. So I put all of Jasmine's albums back on my list, and I started listening to each one by one, and I was like, okay, here we go. So my favorite album from her is actually her second album. It was not the first one, Fearless, and it was not the third one, Reality Show. It's actually Love Me Back. That was an album that came out in 2010, and I enjoyed that album, and especially the very last song on that album. And it was so, so timely for me to be listening to this song called Love Back. The album is called Love Me Back, but the song was called Love Back at the very end of the album. And I mean, she's singing her heart out, and she is basically saying that all this time you spent with this person, you want that love back. The love that you gave them, you need it back. It's a very simple song, very simple lyrics, but it's basically just saying that I've given you all of these things, whether my love, my compassion, my time, my friendship, my everything, I want all of that back. And it's such a great song because Jasmine knows how to get in a relationship and basically say, you know what, I'm gonna be bold about this. If I'm breaking up with you, it's not gonna be easy, but we're gonna do it the hard way. And she kind of reminds me in her aspect of writing to Neo. She reminds me of like a female Neo almost, because every song is about either, you know, breaking up with someone or having a hard time with this relationship or that relationship or moving on to another relationship. So she does give me that aesthetic when I'm listening to her music, but I forgot how talented and how great Jasmine was because it has been so long since we've gotten an album. Maybe it hasn't even been that long, but it just feels like a long time since Reality Show came out. And I just hate that Jasmine never gets her due. Everybody knows she can sing, but when her album comes out, it's just like nobody want to run and go get the album. Everybody want to act like she's still an underground artist. And I'm like, Jasmine is a well-established artist. So as I was listening to this album or listening to her albums, I was just like, man, these are the types of songs that I want to see back into the mainstream of R&B. That's why I mentioned Bryn Joy. That's why I mentioned Chloe and Halle. And that's why I bring in Jasmine Sullivan as my older artist, because each one of these people actually shows us the form of R&B. They give us a good chorus. They give us a good bridge. They give us the material that makes an R&B song. The things that bring out the best part of the music is, of course, the lyrics. And then, of course, yes, the music that's behind it or the instruments that are playing, it all contributes to what puts together a great R&B song. So as I mentioned these artists, please go and check these different artists out and give them their props when they come out with stuff. Go to that list on Tidal. Go to that list on Spotify and scroll down on the rising artists, because these people actually have out great music, but nobody really hears about them because they're being overshadowed, of course, by the mainstream flow. And I know Chloe and Halle are becoming very mainstream, but they're just on that brink of like crossing over to that point. So I'm still enjoying their music, and I just hope that they always stay their true authentic selves to what they do, just like I hope my boy Bryn Joy does. And that even when Jasmine Sullivan comes back, and even though she is always considered like this indie type artist, she remains true to herself. I have to give it to Miss Jasmine Sullivan, because she, no matter what the record label is telling her to do, she is going to do what she wants to do and do it at her own pace, which I am all for, and I love so much about the art of R&B music. I would really be interested to hear your thoughts on some of my two new and one olds that I've given you in this volume 3. You can always let us know what you think at the CWF Network hotline, 347-719-3350. And just because the content stops does not mean that this conversation has to. So you can always follow the CWF Network on Instagram at CWFP_ and follow me on Instagram at Deluxe Dave. Hit me up there. Let me know what you thought of the show, or tell some friends to watch some of the future shows of Aux, or listen to some of the old material that I have out there right now. I want to thank you so much for joining me for this edition of Aux. never forget there is so much music out there. The key is to know which song matches the moment. So if I gave you the aux chord, would you know what to do with it? Till next time, you guys stay safe out there.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.